Welcome. In this lesson, I'll show you how to build an LSB Brass Stab in Ableton Live 12 with crisp transients and dusty mids. We will construct an LSB Brass Stab in Ableton Live 12 with crisp transients and dusty mids. I'll guide you step by step using only Ableton stock devices so the results it's punchy in a drum and bass mix, while keeping a warm, slightly dirty mid-range character. Lesson overview. You'll take a brass one-shot or a short instrument sample, edit it into a one-shot stab, and create a two-layer instrument rack. One layer focused on the transient, one layer focused on dusty midbody. You'll use simpler or sampler, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, erosion, compressor or glue, utility and basic rack macros to control level, width and decay. At the end you'll resample and save a reusable preset. Let's get started. Project setup first. Set your project tempo to 172 to 174 BPM, a typical DNB range. Create a new MIDI track with CMD or Control plus Shift plus T. Name the track so you can find it later. Load and prepare the sample or synth if you have a brass one-shot. Drag it into Sampler. If you prefer to use Sampler, import the same short brass sample there. In Sampler, set Classic or One-Shot mode, disable looping and turn warp off. Set attack between 0 and 3 milliseconds for an instant attack, and set release somewhere between 80 and 180 milliseconds so the stab is short enough not to overlap at DNB tempos. Tune the root note if necessary, with a Sampler transpose or Sampler root key control. Build the two-layer instrument rack, create an instrument rack and drop two Sampler devices on separate chains. Name chain A transient and chain B dust. Chain A will be trimmed and bright to deliver the initial click. Chain B will keep the sample's body and add grit and warmth. Shape the transient layer. Chain A and chain A Sampler find the initial spike in the sample and trim the start to emphasize that click. Apply a high-pass filter roughly between 250 and 350 Hz to remove low rumble, so the click can cut through. Place a drum bus after the Sampler and use these starting settings. Drive around 2 to 4. Transient around plus 20 to 40%, compression set light to medium, and crunch if you want just a little, between 0 and 10%. If you have Ableton's transient shaper, place it after drum bus and raise attack by about 20 to 40% while slightly reducing sustain. Follow with a compressor on fast settings, ratio about 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release between 40 and 120 milliseconds, and set the threshold for about 2 to 4 decibels of gain reduction on peaks. This chain should give you a crisp, present first hit. Shape the dusty mid layer. Chain B in chain B keep the full body of the sample. Use an EQ8 before saturation. High pass around 100 to 150 Hz if you want some bottom or 80 Hz for more low end. Boost a mid band between 300 and 800 Hz by around 2 to 5 dB. Try a bell centered around 400 to 500 Hz for that LSB meet. Add saturator after the EQ with 2 to 6 dB of drive and choose analog clip or soft sign to taste. Then add erosion in noise mode with a lower frequency range around 200 to 600 Hz and an amount between 10 and 25% to introduce subtle dust. Finish with another EQ8 to tame any harshness. Cut 2 to 4 kHz by 1.5 to 4 dB if needed, and gently boost around 450 Hz if you want more body. Balance, stereo and mono low end make the transient chain slightly louder than dust. Start with transient 1 to 3 dB up over dust. Add a utility on the rack output and set width to about 95 to 100%, but consider setting the dust chain's utility width to 70 to 90% so the grit stays more centered. Always mono anything below about 180 to 250 Hz. The simplest approach is to create a parallel low-frequency chain or duplicate the rack chains, low-pass it around the mono cutoff and set the duplicate's utility width to 0%. This keeps the low energy in mono without flattening the entire sound. Group processing and final glue route the instrument rack output to a group, or add devices directly to the rack's return chain. Start with a final EQ8 for cleanup, a gentle high-pass at 80 to 100 Hz if you haven't already. Add a glue compressor with a slower attack than the per-layer compressors. Attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds, release auto or 100 to 300 milliseconds, and target light gain reduction of 1 to 3 dB so the initial click remains intact. Add a subtle saturator after the glue, 1 to 2 dB drive, for analog sheen. Keep the sound generally dry. If you want space, send a tiny amount to a return reverb set to a short play decay around 2/10 to 6/10 of a second and keep the wet level low. Optional parallel transient boost for extra snap. Create a return track name Transient Send. Send a portion of the rack to it and use an extreme compressor with a fast attack and release and high ratio. Then blend that return back in at 10 to 30%. This emphasizes spikes without crushing the main sound. Resample and save. When you're happy, resample the stab to an audio track to save CPU and lock the sound. Record a one-shot or a short loop, then save the rendered audio to your sample library. Also save the instrument rack as a preset so you can recall it later. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate the mids. Too much saturator or erosion makes the stab harsh and masks the transient. Don't set the group glue attack too fast, or you'll squash the transient you just shaped. Never leave low frequencies stereo, or you'll risk phase and muddiness. Avoid overly long release times that make stabs overlap and blur in DNB. And keep erosion and noise subtle. Too much turns dust into abrasive static. Pro tips: try parallel processing. Duplicate the stab. Heavily compress and saturate the duplicate, then blend it in for glue and grit. Use mid-side processing to keep grit centered, while allowing highs to stay a little wider. Layer different one-shots for a clicky modern transient and a darker vintage body. Automate drum bus transient or compressor parameters to make stabs evolve. Use a short gated reverb for occasional space and energy without washing the attack. Always keep a copy of the original rack before resampling. Mini practice exercise: build a one-bar MIDI stab repeating every quarter note. Create the instrument rack with transient and dust chains. On transient, trim to the initial spike. Add drum bus with transient at plus 30% and a compressor with 2-millisecond attack and an 80-millisecond release. On dust, add EQ8 with plus 4 dB at 450 Hz, saturator drive 3 dB, and erosion at 15%. Add glue compressor on the rack, attack 20 milliseconds, release 150, and about 2 dB gain reduction. Make a 1-bar clip with 4 C3 quarter note hits at 174 BPM. Resample and compare before and after processing. Recap: you've edited a brass sample into a short one-shot, split it into a transient focused layer and a dusty mid layer inside an instrument rack. Use drum bus and fast compression for punch, saturator and erosion for grit, EQ8 for mid shaping, and glue compressor and utility for cohesion and low end control. Save both the instrument rack preset and the rendered one shot for future use. Quick checklist: before you finish, transient is audible in the first 5 to 25 milliseconds. Decay is short enough to avoid overlaps at your tempo. Low end is mono and not conflicting with bass. Dust is present but not noisy. Stereo width is interesting, but low frequencies are centered. That's it. Practice the exercise a few times with different samples and variations, save your presets, and you'll have a solid LSB brass stab ready to drop into your next track.